iFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'd like to invite and introduce Gareth Woods, director at Gaming Ventures and Gaming Guru, to chat to us about games to explore during these holidays. Welcome, Gareth.
Hi there. Thanks very much for having me.
Gareth, I'm beyond the sort of age of games and I don't know very much about them anymore. So please explain to us what you feel are the top five family games to use to explore these holidays.
Well, I think unless you are already in the grave, that statement is untrue. No one is beyond the age of gaming. And I say that with all regard to my grandparents who I've managed to convince to play some video games. It all just comes down to finding your game.
Right. Okay.
And there really are just so many different games out there. I know today we're talking mostly about families and that definition can be quite broad, let's be honest, in terms of who's the family, especially now during the holidays where the broader families will come together and it's from age 5 to age 95. And yeah, there are plenty of games for different people. And so when shortening a list, I think it's about finding one that I guess is easy to pick up, difficult to master, but a lot of fun to play cooperatively. So, it does definitely come down to what console you have available. You know, if you're playing on a computer or on, you know, what other people would call TV games, like on the TV, most of them, I think you're looking at the Nintendo Switch as probably the best console for, family gaming. Just the broad range of games they have available on the Nintendo. It's pretty much the best console for that space. So if you already have one, you already know this. And if you're thinking of a console to buy for a family, this is definitely the one you should look at. And with that in mind, I would recommend games like Mario Kart. It's a fun kind of racing game, but unlike, you know, just worrying about the most talented player making to the front every time, there are all sorts of power-ups and all sorts of crazy things happening to make the game a little bit more balanced. And you know, whether that's explosions or flying tortoise shells or whatever, it keeps the game a little bit exciting and stops the most talented person always winning to their own frustration. Potentially another game I'd recommend, depending on how much you cooperate with your family, is a game called Overcooked, in which players basically run around in a kitchen where all sorts of things are going on. There are flames, there are rats trying to steal things, ingredients. If you're burning product, the customers are quick to complain, and you need to try and get all that food out the door with as much time as you can to be able to get those tips and be able to go to the next level. It's a lot of fun, a lot of frustration. But when you pull together as a team, as only families can, it really is very rewarding. I think next up on my list, for those who are looking for something a little bit more action-orientated, I'd highly recommend Rocket League. It's as simple as soccer in terms of get the ball in the goal. The complication comes in that you are using a remote-controlled car to do so. And so obviously with the dexterity one would expect of someone driving a remote-controlled car rather than using their feet, can come to, you know, quite a bit of fun and mishaps there. The kind of fourth one on my list would be Minecraft. Anyone who's a parent of a kid kind of between the ages of, I suppose, about 5 and 13 knows of Minecraft already, but it's just a great game for a bit of family fun and creativity. Kids are able to kind of build their own worlds and then go explore them and invite their friends and family to come and join in on the action that they've created. So a great sense of kind of creativity at play and a little bit of something easy to pick up. And then finally, I don't think you can have a family game night without mentioning Mario Party. It's basically your typical kind of board game in terms of rolling a dice, moving a couple of spaces, but with all the action you'd expect from a kind of Nintendo Mario game. So all your favorite characters are there, their power-ups, but it really is as simple as rolling a dice and kind of moving a couple of spaces. So even Granny can pick up the remote and join in the fun without too much kind of worry about not knowing what's going on. Really is a fun game. I play it a lot with my 5-year-old and he absolutely loves the game. So those would be my list of games I would recommend for the kind of family holiday season.
And Gareth, are you often sort of hugely embarrassed by your 5-year-old?
No, you mean in terms of him beating me?
Yeah.
I have to be honest, it was the stage where, like, you know, dad lets him win or dad lets him come close, but now it's getting to the point where I'm not having to let him win anymore. I'm having to, you know, they kind of call it the gamer's serious stance, you know, sit forward, elbows on the knees, console or the controller in the prone position, ready to go. Kind of, this is serious time, as if you're fighting your kind of arch nemesis online. My 5-year-old's definitely to the point where, you know, dad's trying his best here to win.
Oh dear, they start younger and they get smarter than us very soon. Gareth, thank you very much. I think in the current Joburg weather, we're going to probably need those games rather badly.